Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board today as we face the issues. Let me say this as we begin. I don't know of any more somber, serious broadcast that we've ever had than today. We're dealing with an issue today that literally, I believe, points to the end, the collapse, the decimation of our constitutional republic. Our constitutional republic is founded on what we call our freedoms, our liberties, all wrapped up in our Bill of Rights. And if there's no freedom of speech, no freedom of religion, and no right to keep and bear arms, if the government can come in and search without a warrant, i.e. through the cell phones and other handheld devices today, our liberties are gone. We're talking about today crushing free speech, the conservative purge. Crushing free speech, the conservative purge. So, ladies and gentlemen, during the course of this broadcast, you're welcome to call in, have dialogue and discussion. In a moment, we're going to introduce our guest for today. We're going to talk about the dire seriousness of where we are in America at this juncture in American history. I don't know of any time in my lifetime, and as I jokingly say, I'm still under 100, don't know of any time in my lifetime that in the history of the United States of America that we've come to a juncture that is any more detrimental and points to any greater danger to our liberties and our freedom than at this juncture today. But keep in mind, the Bible says, perilous times shall come. And those perilous times have come. They are with us today. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I commend that to you. Even in days that we're walking through today, days that seemingly are dark and exceedingly difficult, we can still depend on God. God's not asleep. He's not left his throne. He's still in control. And so it's the truth book that we depend on. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. And then further he points to the word of God, speaks of Scripture when he says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that ought to cause us to be encouraged and have hope, even in dark days. It was the secularist George Orwell in the years gone by, as he had written the dystopian novel called 1984. And in that he said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that today. It is the venomous anger and the hatred over truth coming out of the Beltway in Washington that is so perilous, so dangerous, and so difficult for conservatives and for Christians and for the patriots in America today. As I said, and may I repeat, I don't think there's been a darker day in the history of America, in the modern history, than what we're facing, witnessing today. It's the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, love the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And so that's what I challenge us with today, ladies and gentlemen. I challenge you to stand on the truth, regardless of what happens tomorrow, regardless of what the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic party, regardless of what they do, stand on the truth. Don't back up, don't backpedal, don't apologize for standing on the truth, but stand on the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about landscape equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Tools for Time is right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's the intersection where the gigantic U.S. flag is flying. It's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24-7. Base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, during the course of this broadcast, you can jump in with your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone number, telephone call gets your call directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so we can entertain your question or comment. We're talking about crushing free speech, the conservative purge. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you have thought that 2020 was a nightmare. Perhaps some thought that the nightmare was over at the end of 2020. Well, we're awakening, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, to the truth that our Orwellian nightmare has only broadened and really just begun. Last year, we saw the dictator governors and mayors expand their control over we the people with their unconstitutional, unholy, illegal lockdowns and mask mandates, and the total control over our nation's freedom of worship took place. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just read a blurb or two from two or three articles, then introduce our guest today. We're going to talk about these issues. Here's an article from Tony Perkins on the Morning News. The conservative purge begins, and all they needed was an opening. And for the rich extremist at the helm of the West social media, last Wednesday's riots gave them one. The purging of conservative expression has only begun. We knew it was coming, just as we've always known that it will take every one of us to stop it. Most Americans thought that they understood censorship. They watched it evolve and expand this last decade, scooping up more people in its net in the name of tolerance, diversity, and nonviolence. But what happened this weekend was not a tweak blocked here or there on an account suspended here or there. No, this was much more ominous. What Twitter, Facebook, Google, and Amazon did by locking out the president wasn't just a heavy-handed punishment of Donald Trump and his supporters. It was a scorched-earth campaign against tens of millions of people who dare to think differently than they do and to open forums that give our movement a voice. Further in the article, it states, the message to conservatives is clear. Big tech isn't coming for just Donald Trump. They're coming for all of us, and corporate America isn't far behind. One more elongated paragraph, ladies and gentlemen, in this massive article from Tony Perkins. And the domino effect, banishing people from other parts of the public square, has already started. Forbes' Randall Lane warns that a truth reckoning is coming for everyone who hires or associates with the former Trump staffers. Other extreme organizations are already gathering names and data to building their blacklist. Then there are Joe Biden's allies like Mozilla CEO Michael Mitchell Baker, that is, who says that deplatforming conservatives for crushing the alternative they flock to isn't enough. This crusade needs to move beyond temporary silencing or a permanent removal of bad actors from social media. Some of that is already starting. The Federalist Joy Pullman has two words for any freedom-loving patriot in America: brace yourself for the future. Further, the article states, everyone from law enforcement to the National Association of Realtors is trying to smoke out conservatives from their ranks. The NAR, that's the National Association of Realtors, has even gone so far as to revise its professional ethics code so that employees on the clock and off the clock can be held accountable for any expression they consider intolerant. To them, hate speech includes basic conservative ideas. In some areas, police departments have opened official investigations to see if anyone on their payroll attended the January the 6th protest. In other offices, employees are flat out firing people who attended the rally, even if they were part of the peaceful majority. And Biden's friends on the extreme left still aren't satisfied. They want even more retribution for all Trump followers in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with a massive push to silence conservatives, to silence Christians, to silence the patriots in America. And I want our listeners to understand, we're talking about at least 80 million, some have said as high as 84 million, that were Trump voters, and they're trying to silence that part of America. We have a divided America today. Here's an article that says, media powerhouse tells conservative host, shut up about the election's fraud or get fired. Stop talking about the 2020 election fraud, evidence, or get fired. The Washington Post reported, Cumulus says executive Vice President Brian Phillips issued the censorship directive just as Congress met to certify Joe Biden's election victory, and an angry mob of Trump supporters marched on the Capitol, overwhelmed police, and briefly occupied the building. Phillips said his company, this is, I believe it is the company Cumulus, C-U-M-U-L-U-S, it is one of the major carriers of online data. Phillips said his company will not tolerate any suggestion that the election has not ended. The election has been resolved and there are no alternate acceptable paths. The threat followed, quote, if you transgress this policy, you can expect to separate from the company immediately. The report noted that Cumulus has been silent on comments from popular hosts such as Mark Levin, Dan Bongino, and Ben Shapiro. Levin, for example, recently said, you think the framers of the Constitution sat there and said, Congress has no choice but to accept the votes, even if they're fraud, even if there's some court order, even if some legislature has violated the Constitution, end quote. DailyMail.com noted that Cumulus is second in United States in size, next to iHeartMedia, with 416 radio stations. And ladies and gentlemen, the article continues, and they carry a lot of the platforms. In fact, Rush Limbaugh is on their platform, and multitudes of other conservative talk radio hosts across America, and they're inching up to shutting the mics off across the nation of any voice that's conservative, that believes in or that followed Trump, or that's a patriotic or Christian. They're on the move, ladies and gentlemen, to silence free speech, the crushing of free speech. It is a conservative Christian purge that we're watching take place in America. I don't know about you, but it gives me a heavy heart. It causes me to have a serious thought as to where we're going as a nation. But ladies and gentlemen, joining me today on this broadcast for us to have some broad discussion of this issue and to invite your calls and comments, we have former Congressman Mike Hill from the state of Florida. Mike is out in the West Florida area. And I am thankful that he has taken out of his schedule today time for us to discuss this very grave, serious, somber situation in our nation. Mike, welcome to Let's Face the Issues today. It's always a blessing and a joy to have you on board with us.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. And as always, you were spot on with your monologue and a number of the articles that you were reading from. It does give us all reason to pause and reflect on the direction that our nation is going right now, and it is in the wrong direction. When we are seeing that the Democrats, those on the left, are instituting or trying to institute totalitarian options for us, that you can't speak, that you can't act unless you're in agreement with them. Those are how dictators work. That's how socialist nations work. That's how communist nations work. And we have seen from history and even from present times that socialism and communism does not work. And the reason it does not work is because force must be used in order for it to operate. We see that in China. We see it in Venezuela. We see it in Russia. That the only way that socialism and communism can operate is by force, and if freedom is curtailed. Now, I'll say this, Dr. Youngblood. The American psyche, the American culture is freedom-loving. Yes. And even though we have this group right now, and I believe they are a minority, that is trying to institute their totalitarian dictates on the rest of us, it will not work. Americans love their freedom and independence too much. Now, we're seeing where Facebook and YouTube and others are silencing people and are trying to, and even Amazon. And then when people saw that their freedoms were being curtailed, they left those platforms and went to Parler. And then Amazon shut them down, took Parler off of their platform so that they're unable to participate in the free market. But Parler's going to be back. They'll come back probably by the end of this week. And you're going to see in droves people going there. And that is why they were shut down in the first place. It's not because they didn't like their speech or their freedom of speech. Is because so many people were leaving Facebook and YouTube and going to Parler, and they had to try and put a stop to that. They were being hit in their pocketbooks, and that's just the beginning of it. It's going to continue once Parler comes back online.
Absolutely. And one of the things that our listeners need to understand, Congressman, and I'm looking at an article that says the mass purge of conservatives that started last week will get worse. This article reads, the mass purge that started last week on platforms like Parler, Twitter, Google, and Facebook permanently censoring President Trump and dozens of others are unprecedented. It is the purge of Parler, and then they go on to say that it was the Twitter, Google, Facebook permanently censoring President Trump and dozens of others are unprecedented, and it's talking about dozens of other platforms. This article says, I will predict that it will get even worse in weeks and months coming. Then they give a quote. Thomas Jefferson said, our liberty depends on the freedom of press. And that cannot be limited without losing our freedom. And that's what we're seeing taking place that I'm so concerned about. And one of the things that our listeners may not understand, Parler operating on the platform of Amazon, and it's because Amazon has hundreds and hundreds and thousands of servers, and Parler was using about 500 servers. And the problem is they can't just make a switch after being shut down by Amazon. It's because it's rare to find any organization that will have 500 servers available. And Parler had accumulated some, I believe it was 20 or 22 million followers at the time they were shut off and shut down. And it's because of the threat that it was, number one, as you said, financially, and number two, because it's a conservative site. Here's an article that says, Facebook removing all content that mentioned Stop the Steal ahead of the inauguration day. Facebook announced on Monday it is removing all content that contains the phrase Stop the Steal ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January the 20th. The company issued a statement saying it was removing content containing the phrase that was used by supporters of Donald Trump to question the integrity of the 2020 election. The social media company said that the move is an attempt to remove content. Content will be removed under the company's coordinated harm policy, as it's called. And they're claiming that any statement about the Stop the Steal can harm people and society. The article says Facebook said it has set up a team. Listen to the danger of this, Congressman, and for our listeners. Facebook set up a team working 24/7 to enforce its policies leading up to and around January the 20th. They said they have already removed a significant number of posts. A new digest will be added. This is what they're doing. If you go to Facebook and they are blocking anything, stop the steal. They've set up a new digest that will add to the platform their own news section so that its users can find, quote, reliable news, which they would want you to depend upon and not other news. So I am gravely concerned, as I know that you are, Congressman, about where we're headed in America and about what we the people can do, should do, and what we ought to say or not to say in the face of this. Before you answer that, we've got a call on the line. Jim, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. To me, it seems like there's a cooperation between big tech and some elements of the government. The big tech, by doing the censorship, is in apparent violation of our freedom of speech, but the government at the same time is not defending those rights. What are your thoughts on that statement, sir?
Congressman, I'll let you respond, then I'll respond following that.
Yes, he's absolutely right. Those big tech companies would not be able to get away with that without it being condoned by those in government. It is an attack on our First Amendment right, freedom of speech. And there are people who will say, yeah, but those are private companies, so it doesn't apply to them. Only the government can infringe on your freedom of speech. And that's not true. The government can infringe upon our freedom of speech, and that's called tyranny. But also, private companies can infringe on your freedom of speech. And that, too, is called tyranny. It is something that we must stand up against. We must stop. We now have not only big tech, but big business. Companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield and Marriott and others who are saying that they will no longer do any political contributions to Republicans in another attempt to just shut them down, to not have them voice a conservative viewpoint. It is a very dangerous slope that we're heading on right now.
Absolutely. And Congressman, if I can kind of put a little footnote on that to answer Jim's question further, the Biden administration and his transition team and his cabinet that he's building has about 14 executives out of big tech that will be making the decisions in the future tense for what the government can and cannot do in relationship to big tech censorship of our First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, Fourth and 14th Amendment rights that they're now in the process of obliterating. In fact, as the congressman just said, we, the government can intervene. Unfortunately, we have a wretched, rotten Department of Justice. Bill Barr, I thought, in fact, I had confidence in Bill Barr up until the recent weeks, but the totality of the Department of Justice, run and operated by the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats that's in there, they're not going to do anything to prosecute these operators in big tech. Big tech bought and paid for the fraudulent, phony coup in the election of Joe Biden. So why should they do anything other than continue to hold his hands up and blocking anything that would cause the or allow the general citizens, the general public, to know what they've done and what they're up to? It is a danger that America has not seen since the Revolution. I believe that it's a grave danger today to see where we're headed as a nation and the potentiality of the absolute evisceration, annihilation, total destruction of our constitutional republic and our Bill of Rights therein. Jim, we can continue to look up, as Luke 21:28, look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Because as we see the dark days, and I'm not a doom and gloomist, but listen, as we watch the dark days increasing before us, we need to recognize that God's still on the throne, that God's still in control, that God's not taking a back seat, God's not winking at sin, God is going to right the wrong. But I believe we're going to see some dark days ahead in this nation before the church, the bride of Christ, is raptured out of this old world. We need to face the future with an understanding that God is in control, and we're not to just fold our hands and close our eyes and bury our head in the sand and say God's going to handle it. We need to be salt and light in the society in which we're living in. But thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you as you continue to look up and understand that God's on the throne. Congressman, I've got an article here that says Tribulation and Redemption in America. This article is well written. Although it's currently experiencing a full frontal attack, for decades the United States of America has been under covert slow-motion assault by the revolutionary left, a religious political movement fundamentally at war with both Christianity and America. I think that is the key for our listeners to understand and for us to realize it is a literal, open-in-your-face war between the fundamentalists and the Christians in America and the conservatives and the Marxist movement. This article says, today's open love affair with socialism, sexual anarchy, abortion, identity politics, radical environmentalism, and defunding the police, the left has relentlessly pursued its goal, as Barack Obama put it, of fundamentally transforming the United States of America. And further it states, and although President Donald J. Trump fought mightily against the tide for 4 years, tirelessly pursuing a pro-life, pro-religion, freedom, pro-constitution, pro-American agenda, as of the end of 2020, the revolutionaries are clearly ascending. Consider that in the past year, the radical left, with those who call themselves big tech, big education, big Hollywood, and the entire Democratic Party, totally identify itself having succeeded in doing so, inciting the fiercest, most welcoming, and least racial nation on earth as irredeemably racist, inciting violent Marxism revolutionary riots, vandalizing, looting, burning American cities, abandoning their former legal and rare stance on abortion in favor of celebration of late-term abortion. And the article continues with all that the left has done. And finally, it says here, using the COVID pandemic as a cover for imposing unprecedented totalitarian control over all of America, gaslighting an entire nation by perpetrating the most wide-ranging, egregious, in-your-face election fraud in American history, while pretending disfranchised American voters who simply want a fair and impartial investigation are the crazy ones trying to steal the election from Joe Biden, end quote. So that's what we're looking at, and that's what I think the American public and our listeners today need to understand the dangers. Congressman, got about a minute and a half on this part of the show today. Take that time before we have our news break and talk about what is taking place with the social media platforms, what that does to our free speech, and what it will bode for the future if it continues in the direction it's going.
Dr. Youngblood, you mentioned at the very beginning in your monologue that we must stand for the truth. And yes, what we are seeing that the big tech, social media, and what the left are trying to do is to deny and stamp out the truth. And they will not prevail. Truth will always rise to the surface because it is of God. And you cannot prevent that. And as we have seen in times past, Dr. Youngblood, this is an assault on Christianity and on a church. And as we read in biblical history and in other societies, whenever the church is persecuted, it always expands. It looks dark at the moment of the persecution, but then it grows and expands, and God's kingdom gets even larger.
Amen. You're exactly right, and we've seen that taking place now for quite some time in the nation of China, where though the Chinese church openly has been crushed, and the Chinese church buildings are being destroyed, crosses removed, but underground church, the real church, the underground church, the church that is not licensed, the church that is not approved by the government in China, that's the real church, and it is expanding because persecution, as you said, always brings growth and development for the church. It's then that we realize what we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Joseph is on the line. We'll be with you, Joseph, right after the news break.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.